Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Of the more than 500 acres of agricultural land scorched in sections of the Blue Mountain Belt, 120 hectares of coffee was destroyed in prime-producing areas. Stay tuned to find out more about the resuscitation measures for the sector on today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
The Coffee Industry Board is reporting that to date, 120 hectares of coffee valued at $60 million has been destroyed. More than 90% of the crop was already reaped prior to the fires.
Fortunately, as advised by the Coffee Industry Board, over 90% of the current coffee crop was already reaped prior to the fires. Nonetheless, it is estimated that the loss over a three-year period will be some $100 million, and an additional $100 million will be required to assist with the replanting program.
The Agriculture Ministry has developed some short-term strategies to revive the coffee industry.
In terms of the monitoring and recovery of the coffee sector, the Ministry of Agriculture, in collaboration with RADA and the other stakeholders, is working with the Coffee Industry Board to ensure the replanting of coffee as soon as this is possible. We have already identified the source of some 100,000 seedlings for replanting in the fall crop starting in September.
The ministry will also be assisting with the provision of inputs such as fertilizers to support the replanting program.
Our extension support team remains on full alert and on the ground to provide the necessary advice and extension services.
Minister Kelly is encouraging farmers to adopt climate-smart agricultural practices to mitigate against dry spells, drought, and fires.
Given that the majority of our small farmers are located on marginal hillside lands, it is of paramount importance that we continue to implement and maintain the practice of climate-smart agriculture to include the construction of hillside ditches, trenches, stone and contour barriers, to mitigate against circumstances as we are now encountering.
Mr. Kelly is reiterating that farmers should desist from using the slash-and-burn method to clear agricultural lands.
As we go forward, it is important that we do not make a bad situation worse by being careless in the way we clear our lands. And I'm therefore making the strongest possible appeal to our farmers to desist from using burning as a means of clearing land.
He is also urging citizens to be more conscious of the methods used to dispose of solid waste.
I further appeal to the general citizenry to be more conscious about the impact that our burning practices can have on life, property, and production. Desist, therefore, from indiscriminately throwing your cigarette butts anywhere or everywhere, or lighting fires to get rid of your solid waste.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right!
In every community,
let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces,
so our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun and bond together.
So come on Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Labor Day, May 25th.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Donkey say the world no level.
And this means, the world is unfair and often biased, but not impossible if you take care. We've come to the end of another edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joelle Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.